brief thoughts. It's unusual for me to have two brief thoughts in one day. 2 Peter chapter 1 and the first 15 verses. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he's been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in them, in the truth you have now. I think it's right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. I found myself reading these verses again and again in recent months. Some of you may remember I shared them at our AGM back in May, and I've been reading them again and again as I prepare for sabbatical, as I begin to review our ministry together, my ministry among you, indeed considering my own spiritual growth. I'm struck again by the call for us to be continuing to grow in Christ. There is great excitement for us, isn't there, when we first come to faith. We're desperate to soak up God's word and to be involved in the life of the church. There's another surge of energy and enthusiasm at our baptism, desiring to know more of God and to serve Him more as well. But as life goes on, I suspect there are moments, times, when our desire wanes, when we kind of plateau, or even worse, when we begin to fall back. Peter here is encouraging, he's urging his readers on to keep going, to keep continuing to grow in Christ. And I want you to notice that he doesn't do something new here. There's no new technique. One of my biggest struggles with Christian writing these days is how these people come up with all these new wonderful ideas, a Daniel diet, 40 days of this and 12 days of that and all the rest of it. It's just amazing to me. But Peter says here, he says, I don't do anything new. He says, I want to remind you of things of old. I want to keep telling you the same thing over and over and over. Again, I know you know it, but I want you to dwell on it. I want you to live it out. I want you to be so encapsulated by the truth that I'm going to share it again and again and again and again. And so if I'm a stuck record Sunday by Sunday, it's because I can only do what I know what to do, which is to take God's word and just read it and declare it as it is. And so here, two quick thoughts. Peter reminds them of the basic foundation of their Christian life, their faith. He has spoken of their salvation in the opening verses of their being called to Christ. Do you remember when you first heard the gospel? Do you remember when you understood it? Do you remember when you responded in faith? Do you remember the joy, the excitement, as you realized that God loved you so much, He sent His Son to die to save you? Of course, we remember that it's by faith alone that we come, isn't it? We're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, so that God alone gets the glory. Faith is the foundation and hence the picture with faith right at the bottom there. And there's some trouble for us is sometimes we are happy simply to rest there, to come to faith and think that's it, to experience faith and stop there. But where there's life, there needs to be growth. And Peter calls for us to make every effort to work hard at allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us and with us to become more like Jesus. We're not simply to come to faith and remain there, to stop, to plateau. We're to grow, to reach maturity. So the question is, are you growing? Are you growing? Peter then offers us the building blocks. What comes next after the faith, right at the bottom? And they're listed there in that picture I managed to borrow from somewhere on the internet. It's a wonderful thing, Google, isn't it? You get a picture and you borrow it and put it up. But the building blocks are there. Seven characteristics listed that Peter says we need to add to. This isn't an exhaustive list, but it's a good list to start with. Goodness. Virtue, as it's recorded somewhere else. That idea of excellence, of the proper fulfillment of something. As a Christian, we're made to be like Christ. And so that idea of being, of taking on that virtue, of excelling in goodness. And once you've got goodness, he says there's knowledge. And not just knowledge, not just stuff to fill your brain, but it's a practical knowledge. A knowledge to be outworked, to be lived. Knowledge leads to self-control. Self-control means to control our passions rather than to be controlled by them. Paul often spoke about athletes, didn't he? The Christian life being, were to be like an athlete. An athlete's always self-disciplined. You think of all these guys that are going to be at the Olympics in a few weeks' time. They've planned and they've prepared and they've had great self-discipline, great self-control to be all they can be so they can win the race. Self-control, you also need perseverance. Difficulties come in life. We feel tired and defeated and stressed. Life is tough. But we need to persevere, to keep going, to strive after it all. Many people flourish in their Christian walk at the beginning, but fall back as soon as they hit some kind of resistance. Persevere. Stand strong. As we thought about the other Sunday, stand firm. Put on the full armor of God. Take your stand. Then there's godliness. We all know what godliness is, that idea of being like God, a very practical awareness of God in every aspect of our life, seeking to do the Lord's will, about living for Him. Then there's brotherly kindness, that brotherly love, looking out for one another, standing with one another, loving our neighbor, as it were, very much. And then Peter finishes with the biggie at the top, that love, and not just love, agape love, Peter lists here. We all know the agape love, don't we? The all-encompassing love, the greatest kind of love you can ever have for somebody. A love that so encapsulates everything that you want to give your very best self-sacrificing commitment to one another. And so Peter says, build on your faith. Put these building blocks in place. Live them out. And you can practice them. You know that? You can practice them. You can practice them every Sunday as you come together, as we support one another, as we stand with one another. Get alongside somebody new, even if that scares you. Get alongside somebody you don't know and get to know them a bit better. Even if it is somebody you do know, sit down beside them and stop talking about going on your holidays. Stop talking about the football. Aline tried that last weekend, actually. Tried to get us to stop talking about football. Pastor was just as guilty, as it turned out. But talk about faith. Talk about what God's doing in your life. That's why tonight is actually so important. Because it's just simple little things. A couple of words from Mary reminding us that God is there in those trying moments. Words from Rachel of how God leads and guides and takes us through. Words from Tricia about what God teaches us about prayer. These are important to share with one another. And that's why we live out our life. So Peter tells us, if we're going to be continuing to grow in these qualities and these characteristics, he says, then you will be fruitful. Verse 8, he says, you will be fruitful. So I guess the question is, are these evident in your life? Are you continuing to grow? Are you fruitful? These are questions I've been asking myself since I read this to us at our AGM. Questions I think I will take away on sabbatical with me. Am I fruitful? Am I growing? And then think about us as a church. Are we growing? Are we fruitful? Are we serving God? The call is to put on, to have that basic foundation of faith, and then to put the building blocks in place that we might live for Him. I pray that when I'm away, that together, you and me, we would continue to grow, that we might become more like Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you just for your word, for a few